Welcome to Pennsylvania in Focus. I'm Eliana Kernodal. Pittsburgh, like many cities around the country, has struggled to staff their police forces. And recently, they instituted a new policy to reroute certain early morning calls in an attempt to save manpower. Joining me today to tell us more is Kristen Smith, Pennsylvania editor for the Center Square. Kristen, tell us more about Pittsburgh's new policy.
Sure. So a couple of weeks ago now, back in February, Pittsburgh Bureau of Police announced that they were going to be making a change between the hours of 3 a.m. and 7 a.m. in the city. That means that certain calls that are not actively in progress, criminal mischief, theft, harassment, things of that nature, they're going to be collected, for lack of a better word, for an officer to follow up with beginning at 7 a.m. The reason for this, as you mentioned in the beginning here, is that there is a manpower issue. While the city has over 740 police officers, they are still struggling to keep people on the force, to retain people, to recruit new people. And so until then, they're trying to fix the work-life balance of their officers by altering shifts and reallocating their officers to put more on the busiest shift, which has been described to me as the evening shift, and less on the slowest shift, which is the overnight. So this is something that obviously caused a lot of controversy and got a lot of mixed response, given the fact that the idea of, you know, having calls basically go unanswered in the middle of the night seems very alarming to residents and to other involved organizations themselves.
But you mentioned that it's only the ones that are not kind of in progress that won't be answered. There will still be someone to answer calls of more of an emergency nature, right?
Absolutely. Kara Cruz, the public information officer for the Department of Public Safety, did tell the Center Square that, first of all, the policy only means that there will be 12 fewer officers on duty throughout the city. And the idea here is that the officers that they do have on duty will be able to focus on the important calls that require an immediate response. And those calls will be responded to 24 hours a day, just as they are now. Some of those are for things like robberies, crashes with injuries, domestic violence, suicide threats, panic alarm, shots fired, any sort of crime that is reasonably determined to be actively in progress. Those are the things that this forwarding policy will not deal with. The Bureau of Police says that out of all of the active incident calls that they receive, only 8% of those occur between the 3 a.m. and 7 a.m. hour. So this, in their opinion, is the best way to reallocate the resources that it already has and to make sure that the most priority calls are being followed up with immediately, while those that can wait will wait. It's also an interesting decision given that the city has said in the last year that it really wants to increase police presence downtown. So this seems to be maybe an unexpected way to improve law enforcement coverage than just the traditional idea of increasing officers on duty.
So this is, like you said, kind of an interesting way of trying to improve this. Are there other efforts that they're making either to expand their presence or to improve recruiting?
Yes. So the Cruz, the Department of Public Safety's public information officer, did explain that part of the mayor's plan that he announced last year to triple police presence in the downtown region also came with a promise to open a public safety center. Now, they did indeed open that public safety center back on February 21st, and it is staffed 24/7 with both officers and social workers. So that's one thing that they did to help increase coverage, even if this new policy of 3 a.m. to 7 a.m. is also happening in conjunction. There's also a big focus that the department is making on recruitment and retention in a way that perhaps may not be intuitive. So the crew said that the department is building a team of officers who will work as adjunct recruiters, and their role will be to guide applicants all the way through the entire process of becoming a police officer. There's a lot of tests that have to be prepared for, written exams, reading tests, physical fitness exams, background checks, medical evaluations, a lot of steps to just getting into the academy. And so that's where the Bureau loses a lot of potential officers, is they can't even get there and then getting through the academy. So this is where they really want to focus a lot of their efforts, is not just improving the work-life balance for the officers already on the force, but really working hard to boost recruitment and to keep those numbers on board once they've come and said, yes, we want to come and join the police force.
Well, thank you for your insights today, Kristen. Listeners can keep up with this story and more at thecentersquare.com.
Like to stay informed on the go? Audible has an ever-growing selection of audiobooks at your fingertips. Whether it's that classic you've been meaning to get to or the new release you've been waiting for, follow the link in our show description to get 30 days of Audible free.